99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
That's right. It's the truth right here on the weekend. It is always live and local right here each and every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, with Jay Biggs and
John Potter. Hello. Jay's been talking about our text line, and I got a text from somebody asking, what the heck am I doing on the radio? the typical what happened to you question. And I'll tell you, sir, at my age, it's either this or Walmart greeter.
Which, you know what's funny? That until I realize now that job is no longer
funny.
Old. Well, it's no longer old retired people, that job. It can be literally anybody. I've seen like 15-year-old kids, it seems like, doing that job now. But my grandma, my great-grandma was...
Are you talking about Walmart greeter?
Yes.
No, I haven't seen kids do that.
Oh, I've seen them. Well, they're checking the receipts more so than being a greeter now. But there is a couple places, like the one in South Reno. There's an old guy named Clyde. He's always right there at the front door, and I always ask him if he has a cot in the back, because every time I go there, he's there.
Well, it's getting a little rough for greeters, you know, if they have to check receipts, because there have been some encounters, which... turn.
Well, they can ask, but you don't have to.
Well, I know, but they're not trusting the older folks like me to do it, I guess. They want the younger people who can take on somebody who doesn't want their receipt read. I think they just leave those people alone anyway, don't they? You say, I'm not showing a receipt, you can just walk out. These stores are afraid to...
I hate to say it, but I think it's Walmart, even if it slows down the process, I think they have to have those people on staff. You know, I mean, just to show, like, equality, you know, for older people, people with disabilities, things like that. And then they put them in positions like that, or the one checker that's open, and it's the tobacco line usually.
Well, I wasn't kidding. Besides looking at Starbucks, because I want an early morning shift. My wife sleeps till noon, and I looked at Starbucks. Their shifts start at 4:30 down the road from where I live. And did you know, I looked at Walmart, to be honest with you, did you know that as an employee at Walmart, you get 10% off caskets at Walmart.com? That's not a joke.
Well,
on Walmart.com, and they have a whole section of caskets. And if you work at Walmart, you get a 10% off on the caskets,
so,
and probably
pay
everything else on Walmart.com.
So it's just death, not death and taxes, because basically you get the taxes off, the 10%.
Check out real caskets, folks, and they have
Walmart.com.
Yes, and they're under $1,000.
This is almost as weird of a story as like those $4,000 dressers on that website where people thought that they were selling children. And
I checked them out and went, what a future I have planned.
Yeah, I guess. Well, again, though, John, until I realize now that job's pretty much obsolete, I did want to be a Walmart door greeter. I'm like, that will be the final job I have in my life, is being the Walmart door greeter.
No, I'll be the old guy at Starbucks.
I swear, I think there's something better out there for you than something like Starbucks. I don't think you have to go right from like the...
Not so far.
Well,
you know, one good thing about age, you can let yourself go. I've decided that I'll never get down to my original weight, and I'm fine with that, because, Jay, 7 pounds, 7 ounces is just unrealistic. And I always mean to get the seedless grapes, but, you know, Oreos.
Right, right.
Fascinating stuff, I know. All right, let's run through the chances of flooding today. A lot of folks are this morning wondering, will we see some flooding? And already there is some. We have ditches and even roads underwater in Pleasant Valley, specifically the Steamboat area, which is off old 395 south of the Mount Rose Highway. Steamboat Ditch has filled with water, spreading out to Rhodes Road and Cedar Lane west of Virginia Street. And if you look behind the Target store in South Reno along Sierra Center Parkway, you'll see a creek overflowing with water. It's called Dry Creek, but it's not dry today.
It's not dry at all. No.
There's a flood advisory on right now through tomorrow morning for Washoe, Douglas, Story, Lyon, and Mineral counties in Carson City. A lot of eyes are on the Truckee River, which is flowing high and rapid from the rain we had washing away snow at the higher elevations into the river. And of course, now when we flood, it's not so much because it rains, filling the river up. It's because the warmer rain melts the snow in the higher elevations. And so we didn't get much rain yesterday. That's the snow melt that could trigger flooding, which is the same story from when the Truckee hit the high ground downtown in 2018 and actually flooded in 1997.
We've got a new bridge since all that. We should be better, right?
Yeah, the bridges are a great way to look at it. I mean, you just look at the river bridges downtown or the river in Sparks around Mill and Glendale and Rock Park off Rock Boulevard. Mm-hmm. Those are the early canary signs that if those areas are really high, we have a chance of some overflow. Those are the early flood indicators, at least the ones I go by.
Right.
Though forecasters and also I do not expect the Truckee to flood this time around. We're a long way from the flood stage if you look at the graph on the Truckee, but the water levels are high. It is getting high enough, though, in the Carson River and also the Susan River up by Susanville near Route 36 and 395. Those two rivers could flood, especially with the forecast saying that the rain could pick up again Monday and Tuesday. Carson City says avoid the Carson River and the surrounding floodplain right now. They say the rising water and faster flow can create unstable riverbanks. Okay, now on to the roads. We had 395 closed in Douglas County yesterday afternoon from Holbrook Junction to the Leviathan Mine Road, from a mudslide carrying debris to the highway. That's reopened, according to our maps here. Further south on U.S. 95, that highway was shut down between Schurz and Hawthorne after heavy rains caused a rock slide there around noon. And these are huge boulders on 95. So we're calling it continue to be closed. NDOT has been working on clearing 395 Douglas County and 95 Lyon County since yesterday. But these are huge boulders. I mean, they need some... they need the robot bouncer to move them, Jay. Part of 6 Mile Canyon was closed from Virginia City to Dayton for flooding and cleanup. Lyon County reports Artesia Road and Mason Pass Road between Yerington and Smith Valley are closed, along with all other county roads between Yerington and Smith Valley.
I've got some great news, though.
Yes.
They have lifted the chain and snow tire requirements on 341, so Virginia City wide open if you want to go up there for the Rocky Mountain Rooster Fight. Yes.
And, yes, it's not St. Patrick's Day today, but they are having the parade today in Virginia City. Because I'll tell you why. Because on the actual St. Patrick's Day in Virginia City, they're having a St. Patrick's crawl.
Aha.
And the St. Patrick's crawl cannot interfere with the St. Patrick's parade in Virginia City. They got their priorities. So the Rocky Mountain Oyster Fry and the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Virginia City today, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on C Street. And the Reno Leprechaun Crawl is tonight, starting at 8 p.m. in downtown Reno.
Have you ever gone to one of those crawls?
No.
I despise them.
I happen to be downtown during them because I love downtown.
Right.
I'll never figure it out. People fly to Reno to go to this thing. And there's always, I couldn't believe it. There was a line of, I was at the El Dorado. There was a line. I like Brew Brothers. And I was leaving Brew Brothers when the crawl was starting. Jay, I swear, there was a line of over 100 people waiting in line. Crawlers, you know, the leprechaun crawlers.
Right.
Waiting to go into Brew Brothers to have a drink. They must wait an hour and a half to get their I don't get it. It's the costumes and it's the street camaraderie.
I don't drink, so to me it's just very boring, but I understand. I mean, I getting out there with your friends, it's probably what it's all about.
I'm showing my age where I say I just don't get that, you know? It's just to say that I'm here. And yes, they do have fun on the street, you know, showing off their funny costumes and hats and everything like that. But to get a drink, we don't have that many bars to handle 100,000 people downtown to have a drink.
I don't think it's going to be that many people down there tonight.
In the past, it's been that big.
100,000?
I think, yes, either that or the Santa Claus.
Jesus, John, that would mean it's like the fourth or fifth biggest city in Nevada at one point, downtown Reno.
Folks, do you know anything about this? Give us a call. Because it's just
I could see 10,000.
Question I've always had. about why people go to these things. 775-884-9910.
And also, feel free to call in and or text in as well. 775-884-9910, as John said. And you can let us know what you're seeing as far as weather in your area right now, because things are changing a little bit out there as far as the roads and whatnot. They did lift the chain and snow tire requirements from Dayton into the 580 in Carson City as well on the 50. So that's at least some good news for those folks.
You sound like a Californian there when you say the 580.
You know what? You sound just like an email.
You always spot a Californian and they always say the 80. What the heck?
John, 80? Literally, I got a text from a gentleman. Let me see if I can find it here, because I thought this was just so funny, but it's the truth. Well, I guess it's not. From today.
I didn't mean to call you a Californian. I'm sorry.
Well, no, it's not that you did. It's just that people will literally say, "Oh, you know, you're showing your let me see here.
Oh my God.
Oh, go okay. Ahead. Here it is. From and what's funny is this is from a 916 area code phone number that I got this text from on Monday. But it says here in Nevada or even Northern California, it's not the 80 or the 50. You're showing your Southern California. It's just 80 or 50. Now I thought we didn't like all Californians equally here in Nevada. Does it matter if it's northern or southern? I thought that's what the whole gist was
about. It's like
that.
We don't like them, but we got to like them. So.
Believe me, I'm not any more liberal I'm from Southern California than northern.
You can call it the 80.
The Tech Valley is over there anyway. Well, here's what I will say. People don't know. I'm a traffic reporter here in Reno. I started my career traffic reporting here in Reno. But I did actually go down and do traffic in Southern California on the largest AM signal in the United States, KFI.
There are some things real locals just don't say. And it's funny.
Well,
when I came here in 78 and I got my first job at KCBN doing the morning show, I was told we do not say the biggest little city. That's tourist talk. Reno locals, we don't say biggest little city. Well, now, because we have so many newcomers, they've adopted that and it's okay to say it now.
Right. That's interesting. Okay, well, I guess it makes sense. It's like when I still get people that occasionally I'll say, oh, eastbound 80 at Farad Road or Farad, you know, or you'll get here I am banging the table like you. I'm going to get Craig on the other line.
Where's Kayetsky Road?
Kayetsky.
Yeah, we hear all sorts of stuff. Okay, so Governor Lombardo issued a state of emergency over flooding in Douglas, Lyon, and Churchill counties, and that means they can receive help from federal and state agencies. And that could include more counties if the flooding gets worse. Yesterday, Douglas County declared their own state of emergency to use those resources. They set up a call center for you to report any non-emergency flood issues in Douglas County. That number, 775-783-6038. The county also closed all their offices and schools yesterday. Now, will we have closures on Monday or Tuesday? Might be, because we have another wave of rain and snow beginning Monday and continuing through Wednesday. So that's also become more likely. So the flooding concerns are still up there. Snow levels falling to 5,000 feet Tuesday night, which is not much higher than Reno. Reno's about 4,800 feet, I believe. And so 5,000 feet, we could see snow here in the higher ground Tuesday night.
4,448.
Thank you, sir.
Sure.
4,000 from what? The airport?
City Hall.
City Hall. Yeah, there's some, like I'm up on a hill on Mount Rose Street, so I think some other areas might approach.
Feels close, like a Reno Google.
Closer to 5,000 feet.
Thank you, Phil.
Sure.
Listen, all this weather, I just know summer is going to be awesome. Nice and green. No lectures about drought for this year, at least.
Yesterday.
Well, I don't know.
Sorry, he's an honest man.
Well, no, you caught me off guard there because I was looking here. It looks like we got some callers calling in, and so hopefully we'll have some people on the air here soon with us.
Get on the job.
Yeah.
Hear what they say there.
775-884-9910 is our number. If you want to call or text, you got something to talk about with us this morning here on the weekend with John and Jay. We would love to hear from you. Still, we've got guests coming up here in the next hour. Mark Gibson. He's a United States.
Mark, if you're still in the parking lot,
yeah,
come in the building.
Yeah, come on inside, man.
We heard from him.
Via email.
We got coffee for you, Mark.
Absolutely.
No Valerie food today, though.
We don't. No, Valerie who, Valerie
she
Ferrari.
She lays out this table of food.
She's the best.
Yeah, she is.
I swear. Anyway, so, yeah, and then Jono, the Rhino, he's going to be coming on from Reno Carson Messenger Service, and he's going to talk about process serving.
Oh, his, I have a million questions about that.
I used to do process serving. That's how I met the guy. And we're going to talk about the Lazatus Ranch and also a silent disco. What do you know about those?
Those are fun. I've done those.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he runs these things.
No kidding.
Yeah, and he was just in the reason why. So I've been talking about this guy coming on the air for about a month now.
Yeah.
And the reason why he couldn't until now is because he's been in South Africa doing DJ sets while running the...
Interesting man.
Yeah, very.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back. John Potter with Jay Biggs.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
The show is called The Weekend. I'm John Potter with Jay Biggs.
That is right, and we are here each and every Saturday morning, 9 to noon. You can also check out our podcast, 991fmtalk.com. Just go to the drop down there and click podcast. It's broken up into hours 1, 2, and 3. We also have a Facebook page. Please join us on Facebook. And if you have not signed up yet, Android or Apple phones, we have a free application for 991FM Talk that you can go and download. You can get text messages from us throughout the storms and reliable information with storm coverage right here all weekend long on 99.1 and 92.3.
All right, let's go to the phones. Our phone number, 775-884-9910.
That's right. We're going to go and talk to Paul right now in Virginia City. Good morning, Paul. And what are you doing up there this morning for the oyster fry? Are you going to go down and taste some, or are you going to just hang out at home?
I'm actually in Virginia City Highlands.
Okay. So you're before you get to Virginia City.
Yeah. I'm 6'4". The summit's at 65. It's snowing lightly here. Kind of foggy visibilities. 1,000 yards, I guess. But it's 40 degrees, so the highway's going to stay fine for anybody that wants to come up. They shouldn't have any trouble.
Yeah, they just lifted those chain and snow tire requirements. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it should be fine for a good part of the day. So
Now you're in
you
the...
You guys will talk about your Walmart jobs.
Uh-huh.
Well, you'll talk about your last job, maybe a Walmart greeter. Well, let me tell you, unless you guys do really something really stupid on the air, I think this will be your last job. When I heard that they were going to do another live and local, I just cringed. But I love listening to you guys. The two of you together are awesome. So I listened to the show before, and when you come on, that's fantastic.
That's awesome, man. Thank you. Thank
All right,
you, Paul.
I'll tell Walmart they'll just have to wait.
Yeah, they're going to have to, man.
Yeah.
Maybe we could just do it live from there.
Yeah. Have a good day.
All right, Paul. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you calling from Virginia City. All right, we're going to go to Judy in Reno. Judy, it's not the 80.
No, it's not. I just wanted to call to confirm that I'm from San Francisco, 45 years there. Never do Northern Californians refer to it as the 80, the 580. In fact, that's how we distinguish between Northern and Southern Californians, because in Southern California, they do use it. And what's really interesting is Southern Californians are completely unaware of the difference. If you say to them, why do you put the article in front of the number? And they're going, well, what are you talking about? So there is a difference. Don't want to generalize. It is a huge state, and there are really significant differences between Northern and Southern Californians, for what it's worth.
Absolutely. Right. Thank you, Judy. That is true.
Yeah, Jay it just slipped out of Jay. He just, you said it quickly, too. The 80. Well, I caught it and made a big deal out of it. I'm sorry about that.
Well, as
yeah,
I said.
Great. Yeah, good catch, and I just wanted to also add that I think the reason it came about was because it sort of became shorthand when traffic reporters or news reporters would talk about the 580 freeway, for example, and then they would drop the freeway part and just keep the, which is kind of ridiculous. But again, there is a difference. Northern California, Southern California. We don't use it in Northern California. They do in Southern California.
All right. Well, thank you, Judy. And I can say I did traffic reporting in Southern California, never Northern California. So maybe that's just a distinguished thing I just never actually thought of until someone brought it up here.
Thanks, anyway. Judy. That was a good call. Phone number 775-84-9910. We're going to break for Fox News, and then we're going to have Mark Gibson on with us.
That's right. Served in Silence. He is the author of that book and a former United States Air Force vet. So we're going to be talking with him next right here on The Weekend. It's Live and Local with John and Jay, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
Your voice.
For example, gun rights.
It does matter.
You got to have a rattle behind that saber.
I'm kind of concerned that the government is
the place
putting more and more restrictions on our lives.
To speak your mind.
News and talk now with John and Jay.
It is The Weekend right here. On 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. I'm just gonna say it, dang it. Well, if you're going, gonna make a rejoiner and it fades out, gonna say something here.
John Potter with Jay Biggs in the studio with us. Mark Gibson, folks, we have a retired U.S. Air Force officer. He is now a best-selling author. He worked at the U.S. Small Business Administration, then moved to Reno, where he opened a real estate office, Linton and Gibson Real Estate Group. Mark, your book is Serving in Silence, about being in the Air Force during Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And when you're not working, you're traveling with your husband, Mark, all over the world. I don't know where to start with you. First, thank you for your Air Force service and for also helping our small businesses from D.C. Did I get everything right?
Kind of, sort of. Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much.
That's my story.
The husband's name is not Mark. I'm Mark. The husband's name is Aaron, and the book is Served in Silence.
Okay, boy.
He was, hey, Marky Mark, maybe. It's interesting.
Why with this amazing career, being in Washington, D.C. and such, why did you choose Reno?
You know, well, we came out here on a vacation, and like most people that come over the crest and say, hello, Lake Tahoe, you just kind of fall in love.
And cheaper taxes.
Well, there's that. And yeah, and just slow it down a little bit.
Right. Yeah.
You joined the Air Force at 17 because the court judge encouraged more structure in your life, and the Air Force was your ticket out. Tell me that story.
Yeah, you know, at 16 and unbridled enthusiasm and getting into trouble, that led for a great mentoring opportunity from the judge. And he asked me to pick my favorite color and choose one of the recruiting stations outside the courthouse. And so I took him up on that. And 20 years later, I had a very successful career in the Air Force.
You know, this is my brother's story to a T. He was the family troublemaker, and my parents had a hard time with Pete. Dad finally said, you're on your own. No more money for college. And so Pete and his long hair went to the Air Force. And when I saw him a year later, Mark, here he is. He's stand-up straight soldier, giving me a hard handshake, saying, hello, John. It just blew me away what the service can do.
Oh, it's life-changing.
Yeah, totally. And it absolutely did exactly what the judge wanted to do, was to get a little more structure and discipline in a young person's life.
So traveling, you're a big fan of, I saw there in your bio there, the Viking cruise. Why Viking?
Amazing. They are just amazing from A to Z. Just high class. And
really?
It was just an amazing river tour from Budapest down to Passau, Germany on the Danube River.
Where else have you gone? You went to Switzerland?
Well, that's coming up. That'll be next month. The husband is turning 50, so that seems to be our milestone celebrations. I turned 50, and we went on the first one. Then we did a Viking ocean cruise in
Italy. Like a Viking river cruise is like my ultimate goal. vacation. That had to have been so fun.
100%. Yeah.
So we're not
talking. Did you do the two deck?
Yeah.
We're not talking the big cruise ships.
No.
They're very intimate.
Yeah. They're very small. A couple hundred people.
50 rooms maybe or something.
Yeah. It's really, really small.
My mom did the one down the Danube River in Germany.
Yeah. Amazing, aren't they?
You did that?
Yeah. That's the one I did. Yeah. But we went the other direction. We went from Budapest down to Germany. And then they turn around and go back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Of all your travels, what was your favorite country? Where would you go back to right away?
Oh, gosh. I would say probably Hungary, back to Budapest.
Really? Yeah. I've never heard somebody say that.
Oh, yeah. Just the people, the food, the Czech Republic, Prague. That's got to be up there pretty high, too. And Mykonos, Greece. You know, that doesn't disappoint ever.
I keep hearing about Spain.
Yep.
Which surprises me.
Yeah, Madrid was just, we did that on this last Viking Ocean, and that was an amazing stop.
So you're a real estate agent.
I am.
And you focus on, you have a special project at this real estate office where you get people into solar.
Yeah.
This was really cool. You were talking to us before we went on the air about it.
Tell
us about this.
We're real excited. It's brand new, and it's a new way to consider solar as an option for your home as a renewable energy advocate. Mm-hmm. And this now is a way to purchase a home and include solar right in the first mortgage. So it's not a lease program. It's a cash price. And then you just have solar and your home at the end of the closing. And we have a great...
you already have like a company, a solar company that teamed up with this, so you don't have the middleman?
No middleman.
Sales force?
Nope. It's just...
built in, basically.
It's all built right in. So you pick the house and SolUp, who is the number one solar provider here in Nevada. They joined forces with us in Patriot Home Mortgage. So it's an exclusive at Linton & Gibson with eXp Realty. We're just so honored to be on board with them. And we have a great information packet. If you want to text the word solar to 55444, you can get all the information right there.
I imagine you're doing this because I've always wondered, does a solar outfit on your home increase the value?
Totally.
If you wanted to sell the home, because now I be honest with you, I've heard two sides of this. I've also heard, Mark, that if you sign up for solar and you're making payments, some of these people are making payments for what, 10 years?
10, 20, 30 years.
Okay.
That's a lease program.
All right. But so if they're selling the house.
That's a problem.
That's a problem because the buyer is going to be saddled with this and they may not want the solar.
Correct. And
so how could this be good for a person who's eventually going to sell their home?
Right, because now you own it outright, as if it were your stove, your refrigerator, your appliance. It's now owned in the mortgage. It's your property.
Are you already...
Well, yeah, but I'm sorry, Jay.
No,
but
no,
if you're trying to sell this house and the buyer sees this and says, oh my gosh, I got to pay this additional lease payment for the house, that's going to devalue, I would think, your home price, won't it?
On the previous program, our program, you buy it at a cash price and you own it. And so there is
no payments.
There's no payments. Yeah. It's just included in your mortgage.
But you got to come up with all that money to buy it outright, don't you?
No, it's included in the mortgage.
No, it's literally part of the deal. It's just locked in.
So if you have a house that's $500,000 and you put solar on it, you pay $520 for the house.
Okay.
That's it.
And then when you sell it, you don't have to say, hey, I'm sorry, you got lease payments to pay on the solar. Okay.
Nope. Because it's just like your refrigerator. It's just like your stove in your kitchen. It's just an appliance on the house. Amazing, huh?
Well, I mean, it's like it's
that refrigerator breaks all the time. Anyway, I'm
not these panels.
The best way, I guess, to explain it to John would be like, remember the old vacuum systems that used to be in houses, right?
Yeah.
Just plug
like
in the
central
wall.
Vac. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just already there.
Yep.
So, well, let me ask though, when it's set up like that, because I don't know, I've never had solar. We've had a couple people that maybe talked to us about it before, but I don't really know the ins and outs of it. When you set up for solar, you get like a kickback, am I right, from like NV Energy? Does this
Who's
happen
you?
Right
you
away,
mean the,
or does
you
it?
You mean the solar owner? Who gets the kickback?
Yeah, the owner. So that's a great program, and it's called net metering.
Okay.
So basically, you are able to now sell back your excess power back to the grid, and now the checks go the different direction between you and the utility company.
Right. So they're kind of amazing. You kind of, or your bill's decreasing. How does that affect, like let's just say, I'm going to use $100 as a rule.
Sure.
Let's just say I have a house, and every month I pay $100 on power to NV Energy. How much does solar actually change that, let's just say, $100?
Eliminates the cost.
Completely.
Completely. Eliminates the cost. Now, you have to, you know, stay connected to NV Energy, so you have like a connection fee of like whatever it
$8
is.
$8 a month or
yeah,
something.
12
yeah.
bucks or whatever that is. But yeah, totally eliminate your electric bill.
How much can you make back, though? Like from
it depends on how much of the production of your solar panels contribute back to the grid, and they true it up at the end of the year. I mean, you're probably not going to go on a Viking River cruise, but
right,
you may go to a couple nice dinners.
But your power bill is paid for, and it's included in the price of your home.
Correct.
So if you look at how much your power bill is versus how much your mortgage payment from 500 to 520 is going to go, which really isn't much. That's just a little incentive. In fact,
$10.
Yeah, I was going to say there's probably homeowners out there who are trying to sell their house just because the market is changing a little bit now that would be willing probably even to just, am I wrong, to pay that $20,000 almost or help out somehow to where that's not even included in the mortgage. Am I right?
Or yeah.
Am I, okay.
You know, and actually, you know, John, we're just going to grab Jay and he'll just come work with us. That's perfect. Yes.
Okay. So, hey, yeah. I got a job during the mornings, John.
And I'll never get one. I got to go.
I love staging, so I've got you on that one.
All right. That'd be great. Yeah. And if you just text the word solar to 55444, mm-hmm. you'll get all the information right there and we can take you out, find your home, and then add solar to it.
What's that number one more time?
Text the word solar.
Okay.
To 55444.
All right, two things. First off, that everybody is complaining about the huge utility bills right now. The price increase is mainly from natural gas. Your solar isn't going to affect that at all. And number two, I just heard from a guy who, I think he was Virginia City Highlands. He has solar. He hasn't been able to get any power on these panels for like almost a month because of this weather. Because
yeah, good question.
The snow has just covered all the panels and everything like that. But almost a whole month, he's not getting anything there. What can you say about that, Mark?
Well, I can say that it's not normal to be in northern Nevada and not have sun, right? But even in the cloudy days, like maybe today, you're still going to be pulling solar into those solar those cells and regenerating power. Now, it might not be enough to satisfy that entire home. I don't know. I don't know what their footprint looks like.
Okay. I want to talk more about your amazing travels. I think travel is the best way to spend money, by far.
You and me both.
Not yeah, experiences.
It's about experiences.
It is.
That's
Serial.
What life
yeah.
is. And I also want to talk to you about buying and selling a home because new numbers just came out on home sale prices. I want to hear what you have to say
yeah.
to the buyers and sellers and the people considering that.
You got
so
it.
We're going to take a break right now and come back with a Mark Gibson, retired U.S. Air Force, and also talk about your book, too.
Absolutely.
And our phone number. You can call, ask Mark a question, 775-884-9910. Jay.
Feel free to text that number as well. Once again, as John just said, 775-884-9910. We're going to be right back here on The Weekend with John and Jay. It's live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon on 99.1 FM Talk. And in Smith and Mason Valley, it's 92.3.
Live, local, FM talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's live and local with John and Jay right here each and every Saturday morning on The Weekend, 9 to noon. John?
Our phone number is 775-884-9910. Talk about anything, but today we have Mark Gibson, retired U.S. Air Force officer, best-selling author, worked at U.S. Small Business Administration, and now is with Linton and Gibson Real Estate Group. And since you're a real estate agent, Mark, the numbers from February came out, and the single home stats from last month in the Reno, Sparks, Carson, and Fernley market show another price drop for homes. The median price is now down about 1% to $521,500. And now we're down to $297 a square foot, under $300. For Reno Sparks, the median is now down to $510,000, and that's down nearly 10% from January last year. What about that eternal question? Is it time to buy or sell, Mark?
You know, I'll tell you, let's talk about that. But before we do, we got to take care of the legalities, right? So Mark Gibson's business license is S195827. So I am a realtor.
You don't have to do that, do you?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. It's on like the commercials.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. But no, that's a great question because so when you look at the statistics and what's going on in the market, and did the prices really go down, John, or did we correct?
I'm just looking at the February numbers.
Yeah, but do you think maybe it's a market correction, right?
Yes.
So to answer your question, what we're seeing right now is we hope to be in the spring soon, not by the flurries this morning. And so now it really is, it still is a buyer's market, but it's changing. I'm working with clients right now where we're going back to competing in the multiple offer scenarios. And whereas there are some properties that have been on the market for, let's say, over 60, 70, 90 days, and those are opportunities to negotiate, where the further and further we get in, closer to seller markets, that negotiating power is going to go away.
See, but people like to time the market.
Of course.
I don't think they really should put so much concentration into that because I'm old school. I look at a home as a home. Not as an investment that's guaranteed to pay off. So, you know, they wonder if they're looking at the future. Is the price going to keep dropping and shall I wait till it drops further? What do you see in the landscape for that?
Well, I would repackage the question. I would say, what are the alternatives? If you're renting, you have 100% interest.
And those rents have gone up.
And they're going to continue to go up because Nevada doesn't have any rent controls. So in addition to that, when is a good time to jump into the market? Well, when do you want to stop paying 100% interest in your rent?
Yeah, you're talking to Jay there.
Yeah, I've been a renter. I've never owned a home. So I still rent to this day. But you never know. I don't know. Good question as to you know, when is a good time to buy a house? I don't know. I've always thought of it like kind of like a baby. Like, when is a good time to have a baby? I don't know.
People are still moving here. I don't think that's going to stop.
And I know somebody. They're not very smart, but they recently bought a house in, I want to say, December or the end of November. They ended up paying 3 months of mortgage on their last property, a double mortgage, because they couldn't get anybody to rent it. You know, and they actually started their rent at, I think it was $24.99 a month, and they eventually rented it at like $21.99. So, I mean, I was under the assumption, maybe I'm wrong, that the average rental price was dropping here in the Reno Sparks.
That's what I hear, but haven't had anybody say my rent went down, although people are saying that, I think the trend is that rent is going to be dropping. We might be alone in not seeing those rents drop because there's still a bit of a housing shortage.
Yeah, absolutely. And with the industry that's just booming.
There's a shortage?
Yeah.
It seems like there's apartments going up on every square block, at least down where I live by R.C. Willie and all that kind of stuff.
But we have a lot of newcomers.
An industry that's moving in. So now it's a great time to not only, you know, consider jumping into the market, buying a home and buying it with solar. And you can text the word solar to 55444 for more information. You
know, long does it take to install that solar? I hear also it takes a long time.
Nope. Once the permitting has all been completed, 30 days.
We do have someone who texted in and asked, does it come with a battery?
It does not have the batteries. So that's a different, you can get the battery. But the standard solar is just the panels.
Okay.
So you can actually upgrade your systems, of course, but the numbers and figures that I'm talking about today is just panels only.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a very good question, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we encourage you, if you have a question, you can text or call in 775-884-9910. We're hanging out with Mark Gibson this morning, former United States Air Force and author of Served in Silence. Let's talk about your book real quick as well. Where can we find your book? Like Amazon?
Yeah, absolutely. It's we're so honored and blessed. It's a best-selling book on Amazon, and you can either just go to Amazon and look it up, or we made it easy for you. You can go on markonamazon.com.
All right, quickly. What was wrong with Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
It was demoralizing and humiliating. I can't talk.
It's okay. Yeah. Welcome to our world.
You're hired.
Well, I mean, it was just right. It was just a policy that encouraged people not to bring their true self to the day.
But you're in the military. Why do you have to bring out your own personal life?
Not your personal life, but you want to live authentically.
Well, yeah, but it's the military. I mean, you just do your job.
That's exactly the point. Yeah, just do your job. What does it matter?
Right.
Okay. Oh. All right. Well, you can get the book at what bookstores besides Amazon?
Just mainly on Amazon, and it's also an audiobook. It's okay. On Audible as well. Yeah.
All right. So, Mark, I think it'd be good for you just one last time to go ahead and give out where people can once again reach you, those numbers that they can text or call, and also if you have any social media and your address as well, where they could go and physically see your office. We have about a minute.
Yeah. The best way to do it is we've set everything up. You can text the word solar to 55444, and we can start the process there. We can set up your private customized search for a great home and give you all the information on solar. You can also reach us at 775-453-4412. And since we are on an EXP brokerage, and my license number 195827, we are a cloud-based brokerage, so no brick and mortar.
All right. Awesome. Well,
man,
thank you.
We didn't get to talk about the travel. Darn it. We're out of time. That's the one thing I could go on forever.
We're going to have Mark back on. I have a feeling in the future we're going to hear from him once again. Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure.
We have a process surfer coming up with us next.
John Olazetich from Reno Carson Messenger Service. He's on next right here on The Weekend with John and Jay.